Daniel found out about it when we were at the Remote Media Festival in Yuendumu in 2008, and he said he'd just found out that Access 31 had gone under, and Access 31 were using this...
What's Access 31?
This community TV in Perth. And so they were using on the weekend this spare channel that the Perth government had to go out to communities, but they were also just broadcasting locally in Perth. So from Monday to Friday, they use it to deliver government services around WA, and then on the weekend it's free. And so, yeah, I approached them and went backwards and forwards for quite a long time.
Did Neil have anything to do with that at that time?
Yeah, we got support. Well, we needed to demonstrate we had a strong Western Australian audience, and so we got a lot of support from Packham, from Galari, and from Data Media. And at that point, most of our board members were coming from WA as well, and most of our members were, so it looked very much like we are a strong WA organisation. Yeah, we went backwards and forwards for quite some time, and we finally brokered an MOU with the WA government, and then we had to get money for a play out, and we had to get money for new stuff. We made the decision to launch it at Dutton on November the 3rd.
Which is where?
Up on the Dampier Peninsula, up from Broome, because it coincided with the 25th anniversary of the Dutton wrecks. We felt it was a really appropriate, place and event to have a launch of ICTV, because it was also a community. It was a remote community, and it was a remote community, an all-community event. There was a band happening that night, and there were speeches, and there was turtle being killed and eaten as well. So it wasn't just wasn't ICTV only that was being celebrated. It was also the Bracks that had been there, I think, for 20 or 25 years.